Meet South Florida's newest invasive species, the 20-foot-long, 200-pound Burmese python.
They're impressive animals. They really are very impressive animals. And they're breeding like crazy out there.
That's python researcher J.D. Wilson. He says the pythons probably started off as pets until their owners got bored of them and dumped them in the Everglades. Now those pets have procreated their way into a huge wild population.
Certainly thousands, certainly tens of thousands. Some people have gone as far as hundreds of thousands.
Okay, so don't freak out. Wilson says most pythons won't attack humans, but they do pose a big threat to local ecosystems.
These are snakes that are top predators. I mean, they certainly do eat alligators. They've got a bobcat record in one already. They've got a couple of white-tailed deer. These are animals native wildlife just isn't ready to deal with. They're not used to having a giant snake around.
Florida lawmakers are considering putting a bounty on the pythons, paying people to kill them. And people in neighboring states, well, they just have their fingers crossed that the pythons won't spread north. But no one really knows enough about the snakes to come up with a good control plan. Wilson and some other researchers are trying to change that.
This is the python enclosure.
They've built a little artificial habitat in South Carolina, surrounded it with a really tall wall, and filled it with 10 pythons. The researchers want to learn more about how the snakes behave in the wild and see if they can make it through a winter with freezing temperatures.
Is it safe to be in there?
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't attack you.
The snakes are tagged with radio transmitters so scientists can track them, record data on how they're doing. Inside, a student volunteer, Rick Bauer, is tracking the snakes with a radio receiver.
And as you sweep it across, you can see how the signal strength changes, and you get an idea of where the strongest signal is coming from.
The receiver tells us we're basically standing right on top of one of the pythons, the biggest one in the cage, actually.
Yeah, he's probably right in our feet right here.
He's telling me.
But we don't see anything, even when Wilson starts kind of jabbing a stick at the source of the beeping.
Somewhere within about an 8-foot radius of where we are, there's an 11-foot snake. and he's hiding in this aquatic vegetation right now. And not only can we not see him, but even poking around in the vegetation doesn't seem to be eliciting too much of a reaction.
Turns out pythons, they're pretty sneaky snakes. Whit Gibbons is also working with the crew. He says if the python experts have so much trouble tracking down their snakes in an enclosed cage using radio transmitters, there's no way bounty hunters could make even a dent in the python population.
So they find 100, so what? When there's 100,000 left, nobody's going to go find 100,000. I mean, we've got them in a small enclosure, 10 big snakes, over 75 feet of snake out there somewhere, and you can't find them.
Instead, Gibbons says people could opt for a harm reduction strategy. Focus on limiting the spread of the snakes, try to protect species they threaten.
One position is, okay, they're here. Here's what they can do to us or to our pets or to the wildlife. Let's learn to live with them.
The South Carolina python study ends next summer. J.D. Wilson says he's not sure exactly what they'll do with the snakes afterwards. But he's pretty sure of one thing. They're not going to release them back into the wild. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Fremark.